Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. HRN is food radio supported by you. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org. I'm Lou Bank.
Steven Alvarez, professor of St. John's University.
Ismael Gomez, Like a Spirits.
And this is Agave Road Trip, the critically acclaimed award-winning podcast that helps Greek expatriates better understand agave spirits, and rural Mexico, as well as knowing when they're being insulted in Mexico. So, as we were driving into Cholula, I noticed that this guy did this weird hand thing, and I didn't understand it. And if I'm understanding you correctly, Ismael, he was telling me that he didn't like me?
So, in Mexico, in our very rich culture, we have a way to use our sign language, Mexican sign language in this case, to send faraway insults when people cannot hear you.
Is it like a candy gram?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
No candy involved.
So the way to do it, you will show the palm of your hand.
Palm of your hand out.
Facing towards the person that you would like to send the message
yep.
to. And then slowly but surely, you're going to roll your fingers inside.
Slowly, though.
No, you can go fast or slow. It depends, okay.
depends on the emphasis.
depends on the situation. So you want to put a little bit of taste or flavor in it. So you want to make sure that you make a funny face, like a face together with a face expression in the palm sign is going to send the message that you want.
So if I'm understanding correctly, when I made that right hand turn in front of that line of cars that I thought were parked, but were actually waiting for the light to change, they're right on red. They weren't just saying, "We wish you hadn't made that turn." The guy was saying, "What was it?" Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't asking for a high five.
Was not asking for a high five. Now, if I understand you correctly, though, that is not the only way that people have sent me this message in the past.
No, there's not. Steven, can you give us another example of this, please?
You know, sometimes the sign language is the way to cover ground, but there's also ways you can vocalize this without using words. One of my favorites is the whistle. So not like the bird, but it sounds something like this. Shall I repeat one more time?
Yeah, please. One more time.
Everybody on the radio, please repeat after me. And asking, what the hell is that?
It sounds like a bird call, like a mating call.
In a matter of speaking, yes.
Yeah.
Basically, it translates to "chick your mother," or you know, "go f your mother." But the whistle communicates that, so that way, you know, sometimes if you're again passing on the street and somebody does something dumb or whatever, if you hear that whistle, they're not whistling to say hello. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, got it. Clearly, got that one. So,
and we need to remember also that a high pitched sound can travel farther. So, if the person that you're trying to say hello to is not a voice distance, you can always use your whistle distance.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I like that. Yeah, and speed of light versus speed of sound. I get all of that.
Something like that.
Okay, cool. And you got another one for me, Ismael?
There's another way of saying tu madre. I guess you guys don't need a translation for that, even though that I believe I'm going to be beeped. So you will show the person who you're going to insult the rib cage, the side of your ribs, and then in a stabbing motion with your hand, like stabbing yourself. And the face also is very important.
Mm-hmm.
It's another way of saying, fuck you.
But you're stabbing in your side, not your face. What are you saying?
No, your ribs, like right in the middle of your ribs.
In the
direction towards the person who you're trying to.
God, it seems more to me like that would be an indication of you've done something bad to me. Not where I'm saying, hey, I don't like you.
Something like that. That can be one of the reasons.
Where did this come from? Is this related to Julius Caesar at all?
No, I will relate it more to Quetzalcoatl.
You know, maybe it has something to do with the sacrifice. I don't know, you know.
is the origins of any of these, you know them, you don't?
I feel like a lot of this stuff comes from Mexico City, and it's kind of way like expressions happening in New York City or some of the big metropolitan areas that kind of carry on. But it has a kind of for me, I think it's sort of a poetic quality too that has this gesture. But other folks would say these are groserías, these are bad words. But even then, I think there's a poetic way of understanding. And just like the cultural expressions are also another rich way that Mexicans play with language.
You know, when I was a kid, many, many, many years ago, an issue of Mad Magazine, the cover was just a painting of Alfred E. Newman's hand flipping the bird, which I think everybody understands, so I'm not going to describe it. And I brought it to junior high to read, as I did with every issue, and I didn't honestly understand even what that meant at that point. And I got in trouble at school, and they took the magazine away from me. And all I could think was, I bought the magazine on the newsstand, and why can I not have it in the school?
I mean, you're just trying to read, man.
Just trying to read.
Want to learn.
Yeah, Spy versus Spy, very educational. Okay, so is it just those three ways that people are sending me messages?
Oh, no. I have another one for us.
Okay.
This one is this one I learned from Ismail. I wasn't familiar with this one, but now I think it's one of my favorites. So this one, you take the peace sign, but you reverse it. And so you hold up the V, which is your index finger and your middle finger on either side of your nostrils. Yeah. And you slightly move up towards your eyes, maybe back and forth a few times. Really slow to really get that emphasis in. And, you know, it's just another way of saying F you.
But you forgot a very important part.
What was that, man?
The mean look in your face.
Oh, the mean look. I always forget that part, but Ismail always emphasizes him. Give him the look with the gesture. You go.
I don't know that I've ever seen you give anyone a mean look. I was driving this morning, so maybe I just didn't see the mean look, but I don't think I've ever seen you give anyone a mean look.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Okay, yeah. You know, but the way you're describing it, too, it also sounds to me like a thing that you might do to a woman to suggest you wanted to please her with your tongue.
It looks something like that, but it's a little bit further up towards the nose. I don't really understand what the emphasis is, but it's the same kind of gesture, just a little bit further up the face.
Okay. So is there anything else, or is this the only ways I'm being insulted in Mexico that I don't recognize?
Maybe I can do one that's not F you.
Oh.
So let me try something else. So, yeah. You know, sometimes, of course, there might be a situation where you didn't tip as much as you needed to, or you should have. And in which case, if the person's tapping their elbow, they're insulting you, they're telling you you're cheap. They're calling you codo. Codo means elbow. So if you get the elbow tap in your direction, and also probably the angry face as well, someone's telling you you're cheap.
Well, hang on. And so codo means cheap?
Yeah, cheap, stingy. There you go. Yeah. So yeah, it's just somebody who's tight with their money. Let's put it that way.
But it also means elbow.
Yeah.
Is this kind of like they've got 50 words for snow in Alaska? The same kind of thing? They've got one word that means 50 things in Mexico?
You know, it happens in different languages where one word has multiple meanings. How elbow got associated with someone being stingy, I would not know that etymology, but that's just what they do.
Okay, I guess I'll accept that. So is there anything else I need to look out for?
This is an important one. When people are trying to tell you yes.
When they're trying to tell you yes?
Yes, or an affirmative.
Yeah.
When I moved to the U.S., I was using this finger sign.
Not the one that I was describing earlier, a different finger sign.
No, a different okay. one. So when you, let's start with a head.
Yeah.
So when we are trying to say yes to someone without using words, one way to do it, it's to shake your head up and down.
Yeah.
Shake your hand, but move your head up and down. That means yes.
Yeah.
And if you move it from left to right, that means no. And if you use your finger, your index finger, and you move it from left to right, it means no.
Yeah.
But in Mexico, if you move, you make the same motion that you use for your head, move your finger like your head up and down, that also means yes. And for some reason in the U.S., it's not a thing. So they have the left and right means no with your head. They do up and down with their head, which means yes. They have the left and right with your finger, which means no.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the only one that's missing is the up and down with your finger. That means yes. So it's, I don't know, it doesn't make sense.
It always struck me when I've seen this, it always struck me that what that really meant was you have a very tiny penis. Like somebody was trying to suggest you need some kind of penis enlargement.
No, I don't have those type of insecurities.
I'm looking at Lou and I'm going like this.
Right, and you're saying yes. You know, the same kind of thing, like there's a when I've let people in traffic, they raise their hand up to me in a way that always looks to me like an insult.
I see. Yeah, actually, I can speak a little bit on this one, Lou. And we have somebody behind us about selling some stuff. Yes, hello.
This is, I guess we're recording in the back of, where are we? The Hotel Via Arqueologico?
Hotel.
In Cholula.
Yep. So, kind of a funny story, but I was in Mexico City and I was hanging out with my cousins and we were moving some stuff around and there was this guy, Don Jaime. And I asked him if I'm going to go to the Oxxo and go get some waters or something like that. And I asked him, Don Jaime, you want a water? And he held up his hand, sort of an open palm towards his face, and just held up his hand. And he didn't say yes or no. And I didn't understand. I was like, Don Jaime, do you want a water? And he just held up his hand again. And I'm like, Don Jaime, do you want a f***ing water? And he held up his hand. And he says, gracias. And I was like, whoa. Oh. So then I had asked my cousin. He's like, that means thank you. Yes, thank you. And so I'm like, wow. So that kind of looks like somewhat an insulting gesture, but it's actually saying thank you.
Oh, and you just don't speak sign language or not Mexican sign language.
Well, you know, you come to learn. And I think that's also one of the things that's useful about this. So when folks, you see these gestures and you can practice them too.
You practice them. So what we'll do, just because some of these descriptions are a bit arcane, I'm going to post videos of you guys making each of these gestures onto the Instagram and onto the episode page.
I'm never going to be a senator now.
There you go. Okay, anything else that we need to say in this episode, or have we covered everything?
As far as insults, I think it's enough for one day.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of ways to say F you in Mexico.
There you go. We'll call this a wrap, and hasta pronto.
Órale.
Órale.
You've been listening to Agave Road Trip, the critically acclaimed award-winning podcast that helps Gringex bartenders better understand agave, agave spirits, and rural Mexico. We're blessed with sound engineering by Roy Sierra and a theme song performed by Gabriel Oliveira and Marco Ricos. Sign up to become a road tripper and listen to more episodes at agaveroadtrip.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, please let us know. And if you hated it, well, I'm sure you'll let us know that too. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Agave Road Trip. Agave Road Trip is a production of 10 Angry Pit Bulls, Inc. Agave Road Trip is powered by Simplecast. Thank you for listening to Heritage Radio Network. Heritage Radio Network is food radio supported by you. For our freshest content, subscribe to our newsletter. To subscribe to the Heritage Radio newsletter, enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with Heritage Radio Network on Instagram and Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can also find Heritage Radio Network at facebook.com/heritageradionetwork. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization using the power of educational storytelling about food to build a more equitable, resilient food system. Heritage Radio Network couldn't do that without support from listeners like you. Become a part of the world's most innovative community today. Subscribe to the shows you like. Tell your friends. And please join the Heritage Radio Network family by becoming a member. To become a member of the Heritage Radio Network, click on the beating heart of our homepage. Heritage Radio Network can become addictive. Programming you hear on Heritage Radio Network might lead you to eat, drink, and listen to more programming on Heritage Radio Network. If you drink, please do not drink and drive. Drink responsibly. Drive responsibly. Eat responsibly, too. And listen to Heritage Radio Network responsibly. To listen to Heritage Radio Network responsibly, wear protective earbuds. While wearing protective earbuds, do not drive, do not walk either. Sit in a comfortable chair. If that comfortable chair has a hard seat, please remember to stretch every 30 minutes. If you stretch every 30 minutes, please stay within your defined stressing capacity and consult a doctor who specializes in stretching. If you don't have a doctor, maybe Dr. Ryan Acock, the Cocktail MD, can help you out. Thanks for listening.
Agave Road Trip out.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Alweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.